to the market. And in whatever business you're in, you can certainly make a long list out of media options, of things that you can spend money on, and or ways you can spend time and do manual labor delivering messages to markets. If you're a consumer marketer, the list is longer than if you're a business-to-business marketer, but they're both pretty long lists. You can advertise in the Yellow Pages, in other directories, in the newspaper, in weekly papers, in giveaway papers like Thrifty Nickel or Penny Saver. You can advertise in Valpak, the coupon thing that gets delivered to houses, billboard, radio, television, on and on and on and on and on. A couple things I always tell people is that, generally speaking, all media works. There's an economic formula that you can figure out so that you can use most media, and if you put good direct response methodology with it, you can make it all work better. But not a lot of it can be turned into a true system, something that performs reliably and consistently over and over and over again. Once you get it working for you, it keeps working. One of the best media for doing that, not the only thing I teach, not the only thing people should use, but definitely a weapon that ought to be in their marketing arsenal, and that in 99.9% of the cases everybody ought to get good at using and can get good at using, is direct mail. And here's some quick things I can tell you about direct mail. First, it's the most controllable thing that there is. Unlike buying space or buying time on TV and radio, either way, you have a one-on-one relationship with the recipient as long as you get their attention and hold it. Obviously, you can do all kinds of testing. You can take 2,000 prospects, divide them in half, and send one your letter in a blue envelope and the other one your letter in a red envelope and track the results and see if blue works better than red. You can take the same letter and put two different headlines on it. Depending on what you're doing with the market, you can price test. You can test two different bonuses and on and on and on. So it's a very useful media for that purpose. And the real good news is that more often than not, relatively simple, in graphic terms, relatively inexpensive in terms of graphics, sales letters outperform expensive, sophisticated, and expensive brochures, catalogs, colorful pieces, et cetera, et cetera. So direct mail can be a very cost-efficient means of getting people to raise their hands, of delivering information to them, of taking them as far down the sales process as you wish to take them. The biggest tip I can give you in very limited time about direct mail is this. Never do one-shot mailings. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when they try direct mail is that they get a list from somewhere and they send something out to them, and pretty much whether the response is good, bad, or indifferent, they never mail to those same people again, or if they do, it's 6 months or a year later by accident. And that cannot be effective because here's how people don't live their lives. The last thing Harry says to Marge in the morning is not, "Marge, I don't want you to leave the house today. I don't want you to go to work. I don't want you to go to the store. I don't want you to take the kids to school. I want you to stay right here in the front foyer with your nose glued to the window watching for the mailman. And when the mailman gets here, Marge, I want you to run out to the mailbox and get the mail before any of it can get lost, eaten by a bird, or stolen by a neighbor, and run it back in here to the house, and then guard it with your life until I get home. We'll open it together, because today might be the lucky day that we get one of those nifty letters from a life insurance guy offering us a free road atlas if we'll let him come over and beat our brains in for 3 hours tonight. And I need a free road atlas." This is not how people live their lives. And what makes people think they can print up some goldenrod flyer, send it out one time, and get a stampede of response is utterly beyond me. Here's the big secret. If you want impact, and certainly if you want response, you must have repetition. But you cannot afford Madison Avenue kind of repetition. So you need a very particular type of repetition. I call it an intense sequence of three or more mailings in a fairly short and tight period of time, each one clearly referring to the previous one, sort of like, it's actually modeled after the bill collecting model. In the collection industry, the standard model is first notice, second notice, third notice, roughly 15 days apart, each one clearly referring to the previous one, no mystery that they are writing to you repetitively. That same model, which is responsible for collecting all of 80% of all the unpaid bills in North America, transfers to marketing and works well in marketing. One last thing I'd like to say about this. I'm sure on the line we have some people who are business-to-business marketers and some people who are consumer marketers. When we first started to talk, I said it made absolutely no difference. It does not. There's a erroneous belief that somehow business-to-business marketing is dramatically different than consumer marketing, or that we're dealing with more sophisticated prospects, therefore the same style won't work. It is absolutely untrue. And what works in consumer marketing generally works even better in business-to-business marketing because you stand out from all the other deadly dull institutional stuff they get. And direct mail works just as well reaching the top dog in big companies as it does reaching mom and pop at home if it is done well. The last good thing about direct mail that I will say to you is that for the most part, unless you are a national marketer up against other very sophisticated national marketers, but certainly most sales professionals and most small business owners and many companies in niche markets and most professionals can do a satisfactory job of writing their own sales letters and creating their own marketing materials with just a little bit of help and a little bit of reference tools, because your competition isn't very stiff. If you're a big national marketer, like if we're going to start a health newsletter and go up against Time Life and Rodale and Prevention, they're spending $25,000, $50,000 to hire copywriters like me to do direct mail pieces, and they're pretty tough competitors. That's like playing in the Super Bowl. But if you're a local butcher, baker, candlestick maker, and you're competing for business in Vancouver, and you're going to use direct mail, there's probably few, if any, other butcher, baker, candlestick makers doing anything but usual traditional business card kind of advertising. That's like playing sandlot football with a bunch of kids half your size and half your weight, and you can beat up on them being just a little bit better than they are. And so this is, even if you think you can't write a grocery list, there's a structure and a model for, and there's examples for doing good sales letters, and you can do this for yourself, and in many cases get great results. And it is the, in many cases you know what to say because you know what to say verbally. And as a professional copywriter, part of the raw material that I almost always get to work with from a client is a recording and transcript of them or their best salesperson doing their presentation, because they already know what to say and say well. It just needs to be translated into a new media. I think I'm probably right on the timeline, aren't I?
We have about probably about another 5 minutes, and then you can start into something there.
Okay.
Or we can just have a little extra little time for questions, whatever you like.
Let's just give them a little extra time for questions. How's that?
Okay, that's good. Well, before we get to the question part, Dan, I know that last time we worked together, one of the reasons I wanted you on this program specifically is because a lot of the things you've been talking about, you know, you have a way of helping people. I know that some of the materials you have isn't as much a how-to. I mean, there's certainly a lot of how-to in it, but it's, I think, unless I'm mistaken, you had some stuff that was actually like a step-by-step process. They're kind of like a paint-by-numbers thing that I had used before that worked dramatically for me. I don't know if you still offer it or what you, I don't know what you've got going these days.
Yeah, it's probably even significantly improved since you saw it last. One of the things that I found quite some time ago in my speaking and coaching work is that Just giving people some more books and tapes to put on the shelf doesn't get the job done for most folks. And so I try and put tools in their hands. And the main tool that we have is called the Magnetic Marketing System. And it's now in its ninth edition. There's been over $15 million worth of these systems sold around the world by me from the platform in the seminar environment and by mail and by Nightingale Conant and private labeled for certain companies and so forth. The Magnetic Marketing System is essentially a toolkit, and one of the things it includes is complete sets of good marketing materials, sales letters for every imaginable purpose, from getting a new prospect to raise his hand to stimulating more business from existing customers to getting referrals to creating a cash flow surge, on and on. Letter sequences, postcard sequences, broadcast fax examples, which is something we didn't even talk about, yellow page ads, every kind of marketing tool you might use for six different categories of product, service, businesses, and sales careers. And virtually every business in America fits one of the six perfectly. Now, you can learn from all of them, benefit from all of them, borrow from all of them, but one of them is so close it's like it was done for you. And all of those materials, I've written all the copy just as I would for private paying clients, and in cases you're able to take them and just make minor little tweaks to them and use them the way that they are. That same kit includes, the current edition includes 102 additional examples, exhibits, that I did not do, that were done by people in a whole diversity of businesses and sales careers who bought previous editions of the kits and took them and found something they liked and modified it and got great results and sent it in. Every year I sort through all of those to update the kit. And in 1999, we received over 2,200 of them that we sorted through that are the 102 that are there now. So you not only have everything I built for you to use, but you see how other people have tweaked it and modified it and applied it and the results that they've gotten. And then there are six audio tapes in the kit. One is a cafeteria tape that walks you through all the tools, why they're there, how to use them so you can't get lost or confused. And then there's a fast start tape with two strategies that just about anybody can use immediately. You don't have to memorize the tape, listen to it 21 times, and you just listen to it and do it. And the four tapes in the middle are the equivalent of a one-day consultation. They're built around all of the questions that people ask me most repetitively when I do one-day private consults. And so that's the toolkit, and it's packaged with 12 additional audio tapes, three four-tape units, each one the guts of a full-day seminar in and of itself. One is Midas Touch Direct Marketing, which is the kind of things we're talking about here tonight. One is Midas Touch Marketing, which is a broader view. And one is Midas Touch Selling, which has 19 smart things to do with a qualified prospect once you do get face-to-face with them. We supplement that kit with a one-year membership in my inner circle, which includes my monthly marketing newsletter. It includes a number of open call-in days during the year when members can call in and get sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes a quarter of an hour, to discuss their marketing issues, discounts, of course, on seminars. And there's a bonus package that new subscribers get from our direct mail offer that includes a set of audio tapes from our previous year's Super Conference, which, as you know, costs a couple $1,000s to attend, and we bring in the best experts that we can find and so forth. The monthly newsletter is kind of like a continuing extension of the course. There's a lot of ad and sales letter makeovers in there. Here's what's not so good. Here's what it looks like when it's made over good. There's additional things that are submitted by members that are working. So it's kind of like a seminar in an envelope each month. The Magnetic Marketing System by itself, its retail price is $399, and the lowest seminar price anywhere is $278. and the membership, including the newsletter, is $199. By the way, those are U.S. prices. I realize that's bad news, but those are—I'm talking U.S. numbers. The membership is $199, and so in total, the lowest price this is sold for anywhere is $477. What you asked me to do was make some kind of a substantial discount for your folks tonight. And I got to tell you, the teleseminar is kind of attractive from the speaker standpoint because I didn't have to get on an airplane today, which is worth something. Sleeping in your own bed in this business counts for a lot. So what I will do for your people is half of that price, $238.50 U.S. There are two ways to order. Do you want me to go ahead and give that?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for that, because I know tons of people who paid $477 U.S., including moi.
Yeah.
So that's great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You are welcome. The glitch is only tomorrow. There's two ways to order. One is they can call my office between 10 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Arizona time. For point of reference, it is now 8:30 p.m. in Arizona. I've extended the office hours a little in the morning to help take care of your people. Typically, we're only open from noon and only on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The rest of the time, it's voicemail. I kind of run my business, well, kind of as I teach in my marketing system, in part to suit my lifestyle. So Carl will be ready for you tomorrow from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And that office number is area code 602-997-7707. 602-997-7707. The other option is to use the fax, which you can do like right now if you want to or whenever. And what we need from you is obviously your name, your address, a telephone number that we can reach you at in case we have a question about your order, and your credit card information, credit card number, expire date. Credit card must be in the same name as the person ordering, and a signature authorizing us to charge the $238.50. And you can fax that to area 602-269-3113. That's 602-269-3113. Our super conference this year is in October in Phoenix. Everybody who acquires this package and is an Inner Circle member will get information. But I also want to do something nice for you. And so the first 25 faxes and the first 25 phone calls, so 50 total, you'll get a $238.50 rebate certificate, which you can use toward attending the super conference if you choose to do so, which will make this package free. The last thing I need to mention is the package also includes critique coupons. There are three of them in this package that entitles you to send to me printed promotional material for your business. Could be a sales letter, could be an ad, could be a brochure, whatever, as long as it's in print. No videos, no audios. And I personally look at every one of them. Staff doesn't do it. You don't get a goofy computer-generated letter. I handle hundreds and hundreds of them sometimes in a month. And I respond 3, 4, sometimes as bad as 5 weeks, but I respond personally with what you've done well, what you haven't done so well, what's smart, what's not so smart, and most importantly, how to make it better. Now, we do that for corporate clients and even ad agencies, and if you don't have a coupon and you call the office for a critique, you'll be quoted no less than $100 to $200 for each critique. And so each one of those coupons is a very real $100 value. If you use them, they literally are worth more in consulting value than what you are spending for the package, but they can be worth a lot more if we identify something you're already spending money on that we can make work better. Or you can use them to send with roughs, with new stuff that you plan on using, that you've worked on as a result of the kit, And sometimes it's very smart to let me see it before you do it. And so those are included at no additional charge.
Super. So let's take some questions now. Is that okay?
That's fine by me.
Okay. Anybody from the fair city of Edmonton?
Hi, Harv. It's Norm Hoffman.
Oh, hi, Norm.
I know Dan does a lot of work with dentists and chiropractors, and I'm a chiropractor. And my question is regarding the restrictive nature of some of the legislation that goes on in these professions, where we are not allowed to say things like free or why we're better than the competition, and how to use this magnetic marketing with those kinds of restrictions.
Okay. Well, I'll say several things. First of all, you're right, do a lot of work in those fields. And my experience is, first of all, that your restrictions in Canada are worse than the restrictions that the profession deals with here in the United States. But they are loosening as time goes on. Secondly, most doctors make them worse than they actually are in their own minds and in discussions with each other. And so I would encourage you to be very conversant with the letter of the law and not limit yourself any worse than you must be. And then there are two, there's really only two good answers to the situation. One is that pretty much you are able to communicate with your patients, people you have a relationship with, as you wish. It is communication with the general public that is most highly restricted and regulated. And so it forces you to be much more assertive in building your practice from within and creating referrals, getting patients to bring family members and friends to classes, all of the things that you can do from internal marketing than external marketing.
Okay. Thanks for the question. Okay, do we have anybody else from, let's say, from Calgary at this point?
This is John from Calgary.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good.
Some people on the line I know have retail stores, Dan. Could you give an example, maybe a very quick example, of how your magnetic marketing system could help somebody with a retail store?
Sure. They're in the magnetic marketing kit, by the way, there's an entire retail section. I have a client and a friend who has adapted my material for the retail menswear industry, for example, owns two very large men's stores in Baltimore, and for the last 2 years has been using just about everything we talked about here tonight, from free recorded messages to adding secondary additional telephone numbers to all of his ads and all of his direct mail pieces and all of his coupons, where people can, instead of calling the store, can call the free recorded message. And then in some cases, they have menued options so they can get information about suits, or they can get information about sport coats, or they can get information about the next sale. He's used broadcast fax to promote sales. He's used broadcast voicemail to promote sales. He's a big user of direct mail, both marketing from within to his own carefully maintained customer database and to lists obtained from the kind of commercial sources that we talked about here this evening. And so really everything in magnetic marketing applies to the retail environment and to specifically to new customer acquisition, to getting people into a store for the very first time, as well as to remarketing, if you will, to your past and your present customers. And by the way, most businesses underestimate their customers' capacity to consume, and they do not communicate with them frequently enough, and they do not put new offers in front of them frequently and repetitively enough. There's generally untapped gold right in the customer list.
I would say, Dan, just to clarify, that what most people don't recognize, or in my experience, is that, you know, marketing is a science that, other than a few small, you know, adjustments, is pretty well runs the board for pretty well any business or industry. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, you're really 80% of all of this is universal.
I would say so. I mean, you're talking about the psychology of people, and so I work with that pretty heavily in the personal development field, and most people are, you know, exactly the different and exactly the same. meaning that the same things turn them on pretty well.
Well, as I, you know, as I said when we started the season, I mean, hands-on, I've worked 136 different business categories in the past 3 years. You know, there's the Today Show several years ago. Katie Couric was interviewing the actor Wesley Snipes, and I thought she asked a borderline insulting and kind of stupid question. She asked him when he got started each day in the morning, was he an actor first or a black actor first? And he thought about it for a second, and he said, well, first, I get out of bed and take a shower naked in the morning, so first, I'm just a black guy. And then when I get to the set, I put on my actor hat. Mm-hmm. And I tell that incident a lot because the point is, even if we're selling to the human resources director of a big company or we're selling to the CEO or whoever we're selling to, they all get out of bed in the morning and take a shower naked. They're all human beings. And then they go put on whatever hat they put on in whatever role that they play. And pretty much they respond to marketing information the same way, whether they're at work or at home, whether they're making big decisions or small decisions. And so you're right. A lot of this is behavioral psychology matched with good tools.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's another key there, too, is that marketing is one of these things that it can definitely be learned. I mean, the people who are the best at marketing through a learned process, I mean, I've never seen anybody genetically come out as a strong, you know, a powerful marketer. It seems to be one of these things that is definitely learnable, and it's you know,
well,
what you learn
because so much of it is formulaic and is repeatable.
In my experience, the people who are the best marketers and have learned that skill well and taken the time and energy and effort to learn that skill make the most money.
Well, it's you know, I had an experience a couple of years ago. I don't often work with big companies, but I was doing some consulting work with a very big corporation, and the CEO said to me as he handed me a check, he said, you know, we're paying you more per hour than we're paying me. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's your point? Because the highest paid part of business is marketing, and so the highest and best use of your time is getting good at this. And we often tell people in service businesses that, you know, the quantum leap in income occurs when you make the mental shift from being a doer of your thing to a marketer of your thing.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a question from the Vancouver or anywhere in BC area.
Dan, I have a question for you. In a business-to-business situation, have you got any techniques, and specifically can you use the series of letter you talked about, the direct marketing, to increase referrals? I work with an industry where a tremendous amount of business comes from referral, and my clients generally say, oh, there's nothing we can do. So what tips do you have for increasing referrals?
You're in one of my favorite places in the whole world. You live in a great city. The process of stimulating referrals is a manageable process like any other part of marketing, and it is a mistake to think otherwise. And I'll quickly recommend a book that is not mine to you, that is very specific to this topic. Actually, I'll recommend two. One is called Word of Mouth Advertising, and it's written by a guy by the name of Jerry Wilson. And another is called Endless Referrals, and it's written by a guy by the name of Bob Berg. And you can find them both at bookstores or Amazon.com or wherever it is that you buy your books. We use all of the same marketing tools and all the same mechanisms to create surges of referrals that we would to do anything else. And so, yes, for example, a series of letters can be used. Sometimes they are incentivized. Sometimes they are not incentivized. Sometimes they are collected and then marketed to. For example, my own business, we just did a campaign to our Inner Circle members. And I'm in business to business. My customers are business customers as opposed to consumers. And with essentially no incentive, we said, help us grow. And what we want from you is not only names and addresses of people who should be getting this newsletter, we want notes from you to send to them with the sales literature about subscribing to the newsletter. And, of course, a great many people did not respond at all, but even to me a surprising number did. And some of them went to great pains to write individual personal letters to each one of the referred people. And some of them sent in 5, and some of them sent in 50. The main reason people don't get more referrals is they don't ask, and they don't ask often, and they don't recognize and reward. I'm not necessarily saying bribe, but they don't recognize and reward the behavior when it occurs. So it's a manageable process, and you can do it in print just as you can do it face-to-face.
That's good, Dan. You know, I think the other thing that's really key that you've been mentioning several times is when I've taught Speed Wealth, as you know, I teach, one of the critical pieces there is the systemizing of the business, and the three pieces being the marketing, the production, and the administration. And what people really need to recognize here is that marketing is a system, and that you can systemize it, and you don't stop attempting to find that magic key, that there is a key in every business, and whether you know it or not, if you don't know it, you may need to study more or get more help or hire a consultant or work with Dan or somebody. The main thing is that generally, I haven't seen a situation where there isn't some type of key marketing method that actually works and will work on an ongoing method so that when you put 1,000 in, you get 2,000 out over and over and over again. Would you agree with that, Dan?
Well, yeah, I would not only agree with it, but in many businesses there's more than one such systems that can be put in place that are equally or comparably productive. And the converse of that is the person operating a business with none, you know, winds up living a life of terror and frustration because you never know where your next paycheck's coming from.
I think that's critical. I think that people are either afraid to get into business on their own, or when they're in business, they have a lot of tribulation and worry around business. And the number one reason is not because there's not enough money coming in. That not enough money coming in is a symptom. It's a result. The number one reason is that they have nothing they can bank on that they're confident with that if I do XYZ tomorrow, ABC money will come in.
Yeah, and that definitely can be put in place. If I racked my brain, I couldn't name 10 businesses or 10 situations where it was not true.
Right. So, Dan, you know what we're going to do now? We're going to cut it off from this side over here, and I want to, again, remind them of the number just one more time in case they didn't get it, that they can call that tomorrow morning or they can fax in tonight. So what are those two numbers again?
To call from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon Arizona time is area 602-997-7707, or to fax anytime is 602-269-3113.
That's great. And for all you guys on the line, this is one of the primary marketing tools that I have purchased and used for many, many years. And if you like the way I do certain things and the closing percentages that we use and whatnot, a lot of this comes from Dan's work. And I would say Dan is not only a master, but he's very approachable. And those coupons that he's offering, I remember when I was using those coupons and I was seeing if I could trade people for more coupons. So they're worth. You said they were worth $100, Dan. I think they're worth a heck of a lot more than that. So, you know, really appreciate your offering that with it. Dan, thank you so much for being on the program with us.
Glad to
do it. You've helped a lot of people, and once again, you did a masterful job. Thank you again.
Thanks, Hal. Good night.
Okay. Bye bye. I would say just in closing here that I don't know how to put it to you. If I could take each and every one of you and shake you around and pull your hair and open your eyes and everything, I would say, how could I get you to wake up to the fact that marketing is the key to success in business? If you don't have marketing, you can guarantee pretty well you're going to fail at what you're doing. Now, if you just have a one-shot deal where you're trying to, do something where you can just, put it out there and maybe, sell a company or, just a one-time thing, then hats off to you. But there's nothing that you don't have to have people want to do with you and purchase from you. And I will say that over and over again, you have to, as Dan said, take off your technology or your technician hat or your personal service hat or even the product hat, and you have to put on your marketing cap. And you have to learn this skill. Now, if you're already a pro at marketing, mwah, you should be making a fortune already. If you're not a pro at marketing, the beautiful thing about marketing is that you can become great at it. You can become fantastic at it. And when you, the better you get, again, I've said it over and over again in SpeedWealth, you want to know how good you are at your business in totality? Look at your paycheck. You want to know how good you are at marketing? Look at your paycheck. If there's one thing that will dramatically increase your paycheck, your success level, it's marketing and the skill of it. If there's one thing that will dramatically decrease your stress level, it is the ability to know that you have business coming in tomorrow, the day after, and the day after that by the press of your button, which we call your marketing system. I don't know how much more vociferous I can be with you and think you know that I love you, and I'm telling you this out of the goodness and the desire of my heart for you to do well. I would love for you to have, you know, incredible success. It would be great even for my business for you to have incredible success stories, but I need you to do something. And what I need you to do is learn the art and the skill of marketing and put that into use. The reason I have Dan on is because Dan is like numero uno in this business, okay, in the arena of marketing. If you decide that you want to get more information in that arena, I would say that his magnetic marketing program, of all the ones that I've seen, and believe me, you take a look at my closet and my shelves, I've got hundreds of marketing aspects to it. But it's, for me, it's the biggest bang for the buck. And the nice thing I like about it is that it's not only like a how-to thing, it doesn't just teach you stuff, but you can actually just plug in a sales letter for your own business and say, hey, I'm using this one right here. As he said, I don't know if you heard it, these are patent free. In other words, you can, and trademark free, you use them, you copy them, you just fill in the blank. So that's what I did, and trust me, it works dramatically. You've all heard the letter that I've talked about with the restaurant guy in the marketing circle. So it's a great one, and the price he gave you, I'm going to call him right after this and thank him because, you know, I didn't really get a chance to tell him again that, you know, he was Canadian dollar. I kind of left a message and pleaded with him. But, you know, I haven't seen this price before. So if you want to do that in the next day, then that's up to you. If you're going to do it, definitely do it in a time to get the special pricing. I bought mine at $477 US like everybody else. And some people, I guess, bought it at higher when they weren't at the seminar. He's a great guy to get in with. Again, I've said to you more times than none that my job, I see my job as an initiator. My job is to help you become successful. It doesn't have to be through me. And through my skills or my acumen. My job is to introduce you to people who are masters at their craft so that if you choose that you want to be a master at that specific skill, you have someone to go to who is really a master and can really help you. Last month we had Paul and Lane Cutright on relationships, and these people are masters at relationships. They can really, really assist you in your life. So if you're going to learn in that arena, learn from them. It's a strong suggestion. If you're going to learn marketing, I would highly recommend you learn the skill from Dan Kennedy. That's why he is on this program. There's other people who are great too, but Dan is just, he's just a real high value guy. And I'll tell you what, I don't think there's not one of you guys out there who's in business at all who shouldn't be writing those coupons out and getting him to, using the coupon and getting him to look at your marketing stuff. I've had so many people ask me all the time, Harv, will you look at this? Harv, will you look at that? Dan will do it for you. And he's a master, even. He's a greater master than I am in the marketing arena because that's all he does. So, again, it doesn't matter who you learn from. If, you know, I'm not pushing anybody. I'm not pushing any product. It doesn't matter. I don't get one dime out of this. The only thing that can make a difference to me is if you become more successful because you have learned from one of the people we have brought onto this program or from myself. That's the only thing that matters to me. That's what I believe is true support. What's going to result? You know, the results in your life is what I'm looking for. So, again, I want to wish you all good night. Thank you so much for supporting yourselves, ourselves, the whole community. Thanks for being on this program. We're doing our utmost to support you, and we have great, great things in store. And thanks for being our clients. We really, really appreciate you. And please keep those cards and letters coming in with suggestions because that's where we take our cue from. So thank you once again. Referrals are welcome.